I'm Charlie Nardozzi, and this is the Connecticut Garden Journal. Popcorn is not just that buttery, salty snack you buy at movie theaters. It's actually an ancient and nutritious grain. The oldest known popcorn dates back 5,600 years and was found in caves in New Mexico. Some actually still popped when cooked. Popcorn is native to the Americas. The traditional way to eat popcorn is by cooking it on the cob over an open fire. The popped kernels are nibbled off the ear. Native Americans even made popcorn beer and popcorn soup. Today, we're the largest growers and consumers of popcorn, eating about 70 quarts of popcorn each in 1 year. Like corn, popcorn needs full sun, water, fertile soil, and enough plants for proper pollination. Look for varieties such as Robust, White Cloud, and Strawberry. The kernels may be different colors, but they all pop to white. However, some will pop into different shapes, such as butterflies and mushrooms, depending on the variety. Harvest once the husks turn brown and the kernels are hard and brightly colored. Place the husked ears in a warm, well-ventilated location to dry. Check periodically to see if they're dry enough by doing test pops. The key is getting the kernel moisture to about 14%. When exposed to hot temperatures, the moisture turns to steam and the kernel pops. If it's too dry or wet, it won't pop properly. You can also place cleaned ears in the oven and slowly dry them at 200 degrees overnight with the oven door left ajar. Once at the poppable stage, store popcorn kernels in glass jars in a cool, dark location. Next week on the Connecticut Garden Journal, I'll be talking about small bulbs. Until then, I'll be seeing you in the garden.